Olympic team. I hear your older sister is on the Olympic team and on the honors list. She must be quite a person.
On account of. Do you think Professor Smith will cancel class on account of the special conference?
On business. 1. My company is flying me out to Hawaii on business next week.
2. I'm going to Chicago on business, and somebody said you were the right person to talk to about what I can do there for fun.
On cloud 9. Marcia looks like she is on cloud 9. Do you know what made her so happy?
On Earth. 1. Nowhere else on Earth is there such beautiful scenery.
2. What on earth did you do to your eye?
3. How on earth can you believe that?
On edge. You seem on edge this morning.
On foot. The subway is running behind schedule, and traffic is backed up for blocks. I don't know if we'll make the 7:15 show.
It's a beautiful night. Let's try to get there on foot. And if we don't make it, let's just have dinner near the theater.
On one's own. 1. I knew Lori played the piano, but I didn't know she plays the guitar.
Neither did I. It seems she just picked it up on her own over this summer.
2. She learned to use the computer on her own.
On one's way. This package has to be hand-delivered to the Miller Company before 10 o'clock.
I'm on my way.
On one's way back from work. He'd better stop at the grocery store on the way back from work.
On one's way. 1. On my way downtown, I saw Kenny. 2. Tom, could I bother you for a moment? I need someone to return this book to the library for me.
It's no bother at all. I'm on my way there now.
On purpose. To imagine, even for a minute, that I would do a thing like that on purpose.
On sale. 1. A store downtown has the same pair of shoes on sale.
2. $50 for a sweater?
That was the original price. I bought it on sale.
3. I just saw an ad on television that said men's suits were on sale today and tomorrow at Conrad's Menswear.
4. The regular priced ones are here. Plus, we have some on sale over on that table.
5. The tickets for the rock concert finally go on sale next Saturday at 5 o'clock.
6. Did you buy any of the sweaters that were on sale?
On short notice. Do you know anyone who would do some typing on short notice?
On the corner. 1. Sam and Joan have bought the green house on the corner.
2. This pair needs new heels and soles.
Let's take them to the shop on the corner.
3. Excuse me, but could you tell me how to get to the Excelsior Hotel? I thought it was on this corner, but I seem to have made a mistake.
On the dot. Did you and Amanda really meet exactly 5 minutes to 2 in front of the theater?
Yes, we were both on the dot.
On the right track. 1. You are on the right track. I just think you need to narrow the topic down.
2. I already know what I want to take next semester, so why do I have to make an appointment to see my advisor? All I need is her signature on my course sheet.
I'm afraid it doesn't work that way. She has to talk with you to make sure everything is on the right track.
On the side.
1. Miss, I'd like to have 2 eggs sunny side up and sausage on the side.
2. He has a job on the side, preparing the laboratory every day for the next experiments.
On the tip of one's tongue. Are you sure you can't remember the name of that record?
It's just on the tip of my tongue.
On the whole. 1. On the whole, you express yourself very clearly.
2. On the whole, I found him to be the most reasonable instructor in that department.
On time. 1. Uh-oh. Looks like I'm going to be a little late for class. I hope Professor Clark doesn't start on time today.
2. If we'd called the taxi right away, we would have been there on time.
3. If you'd come on time, you could have met my father.
4. I'm sure I'll finish the report on time, probably by noon tomorrow.
5. You'll come right on time, won't you?
On top of. I'll read you the main points of the report over the phone.
Great. That'll help me stay on top of the project till I'm able to come back to work.
Once and for all, I am going to tell that neighbor of mine to turn down that music once and for all.
Once every other. Once every other month, the drama club puts on a play.
Once in a while. 1. Once in a while, a lab experiment may take more than an hour.
2. Don't you think the professor is giving us too many projects to work on?
Well, I would like to have some free time once in a while.
1 in a million. This school is lucky to have a teacher as good as Professor Johnson.
He's 1 in a million.
1 step at a time. 1. This astronomy problem is giving me a headache.
Try taking it 1 step at a time.
2. I'm having a terrible time working out this calculus proof.
It's a lot easier if you take it 1 step at a time.
3. Janice, you're redecorating your apartment, aren't you? How's it coming along?
I'm just taking it 1 step at a time.
Open a savings account. I'd like to cash these traveler's checks first, and then open a savings account.
Opening date. Or something. Sue, would you like a sandwich or something?
Oral presentation. I have to give an oral presentation in history next week. I'm really nervous about speaking in front of everyone.
Orange juice. I don't know what to do with Timmy. This morning, I found orange juice spilled all over the kitchen floor.
Order something from a catalog. I can't find the kind of jogging shoes I want anywhere in town.
Why not order them from a catalog? It's easier than running around town looking for them.
Order through the mail. I'm so sick of calling the symphony office. The number for ticket orders is always busy.
Why don't you order them through the mail the way I do?
Other than. 1. When's a good time to get together to discuss our history project?
Other than this Wednesday, one day's as good as the next.
2. Could you give me a ride to the dean's office? My interview for the scholarship is in an hour.
Don't you have anything else to wear other than that sweater?
Out of. 1. I'm out of patience with him.
2. This book is out of stock.
3. This book is out of print.
4. I am out of breath from running.
5. I am out of steam.
6. He has been out of work for about a year.
7. I'm out of cash.
8. How can we be out of salt? I bought some only last week.
9. I feel out of sorts today.
10. He is out of favor with his boss.
11. He is out of humor today.
12. He is out of spirits today.
13. He is out of shape.
14. My hat was out of shape after the rain.
15. This word has fallen out of use.
16. He gets out of temper over a mere trifle.
17. When did that style of dress go out of fashion?
18. The child was born out of wedlock.
19. He is out of money.
20. I can't go mountain climbing with you today. I'm out of shape.
21. We have been out of touch for more than 3 years.
22. The elevator was out of order, so we had to walk up.
23. This information is out of date.
24. The machine is out of order.
25. His remarks were rather out of place.
26. Please don't ask me to play the clarinet. I'm out of practice.
27. He is out of tune with his classmates.
28. He went out of his mind and had to be put into a mental institution.
29. Out of sight, out of mind.
30. You'll drive me out of my wits if you go on behaving this way.
31. I was out of my element when they began to talk about computers.
32. It is out of the question for us to finish the report by Friday.
33. The doctor said that he was on the mend and was out of the woods.
34. The restaurant was handsome, but the dinner itself was nothing out of the ordinary.
35. His achievements are quite out of the ordinary.
36. My joy is out of measure.
37. Save your breath. He is out of hearing range.
38. She felt out of it as she watched the others set out on the barbecue.
39. Cindy's graduation party got out of hand and the children were naughty.
40. He has been out of it since he saw Becky.
41. He has done nothing out of the way.
42. The village is out of the way.
43. The bakery went out of business last month.
44. The toilets are out of order.
45. This situation is out of control.
46. On my way here, my car ran out of gas.
Out of bounds. 1. The ball is out of bounds.
2. Did you see that serve and Ellen's return?
She's quite a tennis player. I thought for sure the ball would go out of bounds.
Out of breath. Are you okay? You're all out of breath.
Out of date. Could I look at your bus schedule? I don't want to drive to work tomorrow if it's snowing.
You'd better call the terminal. It's been a long time since I've used my schedule, and I'm sure it's out of date.
Out of earshot. Hey, John! John!
Save your breath. He's out of earshot.
Out of ink. My pen is out of ink again.
Out of it. Peter's really out of it these days.
Out of one's mind. He's got to be out of his mind.
Out of one's senses.
Out of order. The public telephones were out of order.
2. This projector is out of order and I need it for my presentation.
Out of place. Just look at that new dormitory. The modern architecture seems so out of place among all the older buildings.
Out of print. That book has been out of print for some time now.
Out of shape. Come on, we're almost there. I'll race you to the top of the hill.
I'm so out of shape, I might have to crawl the rest of the way. Out of something. The bookstore is out of textbooks for French 102.
Out of steam.
Out of stock. I wonder where the books I ordered are. I expected to receive the package several days ago.
Maybe you'd better check with the company. They could be temporarily out of stock. Out of the office. I have an appointment with Dr. Stevens at 3 o'clock tomorrow, but something's come up. I'd like to reschedule. Any chance I can get in by the end of this week?
Well, we just had a cancellation for Friday. After that, the doctor will be out of the office for 2 weeks.
Out of the question. 1. Do you think we can get an extension on our term project?
It's out of the question. The professor is going on vacation as soon as the term's finished.
2. Could I hand in my paper a few days late?
I'm afraid that's out of the question.
Out of the way. 1. Carolyn's postcard says she'll be back today.
What out-of-the-way place did she send it from?
2. Why don't we go catch the Italian film at the Pine Street Cinema?
It's a little out of the way, don't you think? It's playing just up the street at the Globe, too, you know.
Out of this world. 1. Have you tried Susan's apple pie?
I got the last piece, and it was out of this world.
2. How was the art exhibit?
Out of this world.
Out of town. 1. Will you come to my poetry reading next week?
I'll be out of town then.
2. It's very nice of you to give me your tickets for the play.
Please don't mention it. I'm going to be out of town this weekend anyway.
3.
Hi. I know Dr. Wilson's out of town at a conference, but I was wondering, since she won't be back till next week, if you could check in the computer records and find out how I did on the midterm exams.
I'm sorry, miss, but I'm not authorized to give out that kind of information.
Out of town on business. Barb is out of town on business a lot.
Outdo oneself. Have you seen the new pottery Lisa's made for the students' exhibition?
I know. She really outdid herself this time.
Outrageously expensive. These watches are outrageously expensive.
Over one's head. Do you think Henry is up to running the business?
I'm afraid it's over his head.
Over the course of. Over the course of the year, the company carried out the plan.
Overpriced. We should buy a good guidebook and study it before our trip to Montreal.
We could, but they're so overpriced. What about the library?